Local peasants, uncontaminated by scientific orthodoxy, knew better, however. The naturalist, Jean de Charpentier, told the story of how, in 1834, he was walking along a country lane with a Swiss woodcutter when they got to talking about the rocks along the roadside. The woodcutter matter-of-factly told him that the boulders had come from the Grimsel, a zone of granite some distance away. When I asked him how he thought that these stones had reached their location, he answered without hesitation, "The Grimsel Glacier transported them on both sides of the valley, because that glacier extended in the past as far as the town of Bern." Charpentier was delighted. He had come to such a view himself, but when he raised the notion at scientific gatherings, it was dismissed. One of Charpentier's closest friends was another Swiss naturalist, Louis Agassiz, who after some initial scepticism came to embrace and eventually all but appropriate the theory. Agassiz had studied under Cuvier in Paris, and now held the post of Professor of Natural History at the College of Neuchâtel in Switzerland. Another friend of Agassiz, a botanist named Karl Schimper, was actually the first to coin the term Ice Age, in German Eiszeit, in 1837, and to propose that there was good evidence to show that ice had once lain heavily across not just the Swiss Alps, but over much of Europe, Asia, and North America. It was a radical notion.